producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Friends, the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. In America today, when you go into a retail business of any sort, whether it's a restaurant or a store or something else, as you're going through, if you're a person like me, you look at the door. Now, before, there was two possible things to greet me there. There was nothing besides the We Accept the American Express Visa MasterCard logo. And it's an it's a smoke-free place, and or you know, maybe don't bring drinks in or food. Then there was the other sign they could add to it, which was the No Guns Allowed sign. But now there's a third sign being added, or a second sign being added, so now there's a third rendition of the door greeting you may get. These are the Guns Welcome signs. On Labor Day, the Washington Times published a story about how there are now more than 57,000 gun-free friendly bars and restaurants across the country. And there's a couple of websites promoting the notion that catering to armed customers is good business. The Washington Times story ended by recalling the now infamous Pitt Authentic Barbecue armed robbery in Durham, North Carolina earlier this year. The Pit was posted with a sign, no weapons, no concealed firearms. The sign alerted the criminals that nobody inside would be able to resist. The two websites that now promote gun-friendly business establishments, they are twoamendment.org and gunburger.com. Gunburger. The story discussed an August Georgia steakhouse that had to quickly retreat from a no-guns policy when backlash from customers was overwhelming. It also focused on a Leesburg, Virginia eatery that actually offers a Second Amendment Wednesday that brings lots of customers through the doors. Where the story ends, or what the story shows, as well as other articles that are out there, it shows that there's a deepening and widening philosophical divide in the United States. On one side is this emotional campaign against gun ownership as a panacea to criminal violence, which is that's what really the way to term it, criminal violence. It's not gun violence, it's not knife violence, it's not axe handle violence, it's not hands and feet violence, it's criminal violence. On the other side is a campaign of logic that defends a constitutionally protected fundamental civil right. Somewhere in between this are voters who support public safety but also worry about being unable to protect their families in an emergency and who dislike, if not despise, being browbeaten by billionaires who hire their own security details. Getting out there, here's the thing. For me, anyway, this is the thing for me. I don't need a business to get out there and say, we're gun friendly. I like the Kroger model where they're saying, we're just going to observe the local law. You cannot have a gun-friendly Kroger in the middle of New York City, for example. Can't have it. Be nice if you could have it. But you can't. So, when Kroger gets out there and says, we respect the laws and regulations of the locality in which we're located, they're basically saying, we're in the grocery business, which is exactly what they are in. Now, for these businesses to get out there and proclaim that they are gun-friendly, I do like that. And I understand where the increase in their business is coming from, because they're basically saying, we trust you. And that's such a radical difference now in the United States that if the Ma and Pa coffee shop says, gun owners are welcome, please come and drink your coffee here, then I very likely am going to go there. Because as much as I prefer the Starbucks latte, 99% of the time I'm going through the drive-thru. I don't go in and sit down. I have no desire to upset the sheep. The sheep are afraid in a 360-degree circle when they notice that there's something going on. The sheep are a little bit like the people of Ferguson, Missouri, who had never owned guns that were going to gun stores. They looked up, they noticed the wolf was on the edge of the clearing, you know, coming up on them slowly. They decided, we need a means to defend ourselves. When it was too late, really. It's too late to get involved in something like that when it's in the event. Unless you're one of those old-time gunfighters like Shane, who buried his gun in a box out there in the corral or something. The interest of business in the United States should be focused on making a profit and employing people and, you know, contributing to the local economy. Now, if they want to use this mechanism as a way of making a bigger profit, more power to them, I will certainly patronize them. But when we're looking at business, we need to, you know, a mistake that was made with Starbucks was were some of these. In Texas, this open carry thing, I hope they get open carry in Texas, because it's ridiculous that you can carry a rifle. Although, really, truly, in a gunfight, the handgun, if it lasts more than 2 seconds, the handgun is to fight your way to a long gun. You need a bigger bat in that, against what that pitcher is throwing. So, in a perfect world, if I wanted to carry a gun out in the open, I would carry a rifle. In a constitutional world, everybody would be looking at me going, wow, he's really ready, and look what he's doing. I would actually compromise, and I would carry my AR-15 pistol with the Sig Sauer TAC arm brace on it that I can shoulder fire, a la the ATF. And then I have the weapons platform in a smaller package. Nice. But I'm very content to carry a concealed weapon. I'd be content to carry a handgun in the open. But I do travel with other toys. But you've got some businesses saying, we don't trust you. And you've got other businesses saying, we want you in our doors. Where do you think that's going to go? I think this is a growing trend. I think it's sad that it has become necessary in the United States, but that's fine. That's fine. Because no matter what you hear in the mainstream media, no matter what you hear in the news, no matter what you hear from the gun grabbers, the momentum is swinging our way, slowly, slowly, but surely. Tomorrow, I think what I'm going to do today after the show, I'm going to find the top 10 anti-gun states and put out my own lock and load travel advisory. But the momentum is swinging our way, and businesses are leading it. Businesses are leading it. All right. Back in just a few. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
To you live from the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I'm asking the chat room about, I want a new chair for the studio. And I used to do this this ad campaign for a company in Colombia that sold this chair made by a company called Ikornis or something like that. It's Swedish. Oh. Somewhere in the show, I would start snoring because I never leave the studio. I just want a different chair. Maybe a Captain Kirk chair. Coming from Investors Business Daily, which is Investors Business Daily, I like them because primarily they're a bunch of conservative guys. One thing I find about conservative mainstream talkers is that they don't know too much about what they're talking about when it comes to guns, but they do recognize trends and data, and they do a very good job of this. And they have noticed a change that we've already talked about here. They give us this little ditty that actually occurred last month. An 86-year-old Crestwood, Illinois man decided to go to his local mobile phone store, and when he got there, he found a robbery underway. After staying outside to keep others from entering the store, he saw the suspect go through a back door. He pursued him, legal firearm in hand, stopped him, then held him until police arrived to make the arrest. And these actions by this unidentified, law-abiding, 86-year-old male citizen of Illinois were made possible by Illinois becoming the 50th and final state to enact concealed carry law legislation that, as it has done nationwide, coincides with the precipitous drop in the Chicago crime rate. Gary McCarthy got to report the good news of less crime. He's crediting better police work, but there's another factor that he left unstated, which is the increase in the number of pistol packing permits that let citizens be their own first responders for their families and for their neighbors. This specter of concealed carry of an armed populace makes it makes a criminal uncertain of who might possibly shoot back. You may have noticed that after we heard about all of this just rise in self-defense shootings in Detroit, that we're not hearing as much about it anymore. Richard Pearson is the executive director of the Illinois State Rifle Association. He told the Washington Times, "It isn't any coincidence that crime rates started to go down when concealed carry was permitted. The idea that criminals don't know who is armed and who isn't has a deterrent effect. It's like a specter hovering over every would-be target that when a criminal's out there scanning the crowd. And shaped like a Glock." He also points out that, you know, and I don't doubt it, the police department in Chicago hasn't changed anything. They haven't changed a single tactic. They haven't announced a shift in policy. And you have these incredible numbers. At the end of July, they had issued in Illinois 68,549 concealed carry licenses, with many more expected. They are already in just a matter of months, they're already threatening the overall concealed carry permit total of my state, which has some 200,000 plus, which is abysmal. According to the media reports, robberies leading to arrests have dropped 20%. Burglaries down 20%. Motor vehicle theft is down 26%. And the homicide rate has hit a 56-year low in the first quarter of the year. This is good news in Chicago. This is really good news for the people of Chicago. And they've had to be dragged kicking and screaming. I mean, I don't hear nearly as much out of Emmanuel anymore, because the truth is coming out when it comes to guns. In his little fight that he thought he commanded and ruled, Chicago has withstood two stunning defeats in the courts. The U.S. Seventh Court of Appeals upheld an earlier decision by a three-member panel that addressed the absurdity and inconsistency of Illinois gun law that allowed ownership of a firearm but not the right to carry it outside the other, outside of the home. In other words, the right to keep but not to bear arms. Then, U.S. District Judge Edmund Chang, an Obama appointee, said that the city ban on retail gun shops owned by licensed dealers went too far to count as sensible restriction on gun ownership to prevent gun violence. In his 35-page opinion, he wrote, the ban on gun sales and transfers prevents Chicagoans from fulfilling, within the limits of Chicago, the most fundamental prerequisite of legal gun ownership, that of simple acquisition. Don't you just know that just killed some of the city council, especially Emmanuel? This all began with Otis McDonald, the Army veteran who lived in the high crime area of Chicago and who succumbed this year to cancer, but not to gang violence. He won his case asserting that the Second Amendment he fought to protect gave him the right to bear arms to protect himself and his wife, just as he once protected his country, and that the amendment meant what it said. His right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Now, in Chicago today, even with concealed permitting, gangs and drive-by shootings remain a major problem. But it's trending down. It's trending down because the victims are thinning out. The would-be victims. And this specter, this idea that somebody might shoot back at you, that's daunting. When the fish start jumping out of the barrel with a semi-auto pistol in their hands, let's put a lid on that and let's move to another barrel. This reflects the effect of an increasingly armed citizenry that feels a firearm in the hand is very often much better than a cop on the phone. We'll be right back. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load.
Big story. Gun owners react as politicians continue to ban high-capacity magazines state by state.
I think that these weapons ought to be stopped.
Magazine restrictions have already happened in 9 states. Staffed with formal special operations personnel, GunMagWarehouse.com is the only company that specializes in gun magazines. GunMagWarehouse.com has the largest selection of the magazines you should stock up on. Go now to GunMagWarehouse.com before it happens in your state. Get it before you regret it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
To you live from the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Now, I'm going to end the show with something a little enlightening in the next segment. This one, this is administrative to a certain degree, what's coming up. I want to up the game on the video streaming. I want to take the little webcam that I currently have mounted with its little barrel out on an outdoor range, and I want to blow it away. I know that there's a way to take a GoPro camera, which I have a few of these, a GoPro camera, and use this as my high-definition streaming means. And I'm asking that some of you technically minded people out there that might know how to do this to contact me and let me know what I have to do. I know that, the computer that I'm using to run the show right now, and I'm going to upgrade that at some point, but I'm just haven't got to that point yet, is a very old Windows machine. So what I'm going to have to do, I know there's a way to take this and with the cabling have some sort of spliced in video capture device that makes this believe it's recording and run it into the computer and use this as the webcam. And somebody out there knows how to tell me how to do it. I watch video how to do it, and I've always got some kid on the video on YouTube saying, well, of course you do this and you do that and you do this, but he doesn't explain what all that means to somebody like me. If I was a video guy, I wouldn't be doing radio. So that's my request. Out there, if there's one of you out there, or all of you, I don't care, it doesn't matter. I want to know how to turn this GoPro into my video streaming camera. Thing shoots in 1080. It would be much cleaner. I mean, I'm looking at the, right now I'm looking at the Google Plus stream right now, and it looks like a really bad slideshow. And to the Google Plus audience, I know you're there. I wish I could talk to you, but I don't know how to do it in this setup. And if you know how to do that, you can also contact this to me. And you can do that by emailing me at bill@lockandloadradio.com. If you have a solution to these two things, first, I'd like to figure out how to make the GoPro my streaming camera. And second, if you're in the Google Plus audience and you know that how I can use the Google Plus stream and actually know who you are and talk to you back and forth, I'd like to know that too. But email me at bill@lockandloadradio.com. Now the other thing. I realized early on that for all of this training and everything that I wanted to do as far as running and gunning, that it was going to go a little bit beyond just going hitting the gym, which I started doing. Hitting the gym didn't do anything for my joints. And on my website, there's a banner there. I'm being asked in the chat room. This is the Hero 3 Plus Silver Edition. Hero 3 Silver. I'm not going to use my Hero 3 Black for my webcam, but this one will be fine. When I realized that no matter how much weight I lost and no matter how much muscle mass I gained, that I wasn't going to be doing anything for my joints, I started looking for something to do for the joints. And I started with glucosamine, and I was taking all kinds of Aleve and everything else and taking all these pills to combat the pain, and it's, you know, burning a hole in my stomach. And then I discovered the Willow. It was pointed out to me by a listener. So I got a hold of the Willow. The Willow MD is a... it's called the Willow Curve. And the inside of it looks like a tanning bed. But this is a laser therapy that you strap to your knee. The treatment is 25 minutes a shot. And it has successfully mitigated my knee pain. And that means when I'm running on a gun range, or when I'm getting up from a kneeling position or a prone position at a gun range, I'm not having that white-hot flash of pain that accompanies a pair of knees that are 53 years old and have a lot of mileage on. And my pill intake is zero. I'm taking nothing for the knees. No Aleve. No ibuprofen. No glucosamine chondroitin. I don't know what that stuff can do to you if you're just eating handfuls of it every day just to walk around. It can't be good for you. It's non-invasive. You strap it on. You have this really pleasant sensation of like a sonic vibration in the joint. It will work with every joint you got. It's shaped to work with every joint you got. It's curved. And on my website, at the top of my page, is a banner to where if you want to go and order a Willow MD, and, you know, I'll tell you how much they cost right off the bat. That's $600. But you're going to save more money in the long run, and you're going to save your liver in the long run doing this, taking this one step. You don't have to go to the doctor anymore. They're calling one of the Desert Eagles is calling me a kid. Well, okay. I know I'm not as old as everybody out there, but I feel it sometimes. But this has enhanced my capability of getting more physically fit. I don't dread going to the gym and pushing myself off of a machine with my left knee anymore. Now I actually enjoy going to the gym. And if you enjoy doing something, and, you know, being 53 and being in good shape, if I could maintain this, this means when I'm in my 70s, I'll still be up and around. Although with my luck, I'll probably be hit by a bus. That would suck. But check out, go to my webpage, lockandloadradio.com, right there, dead center. At the top of the page, you'll see the link. They're not paying me either, but they have made a deal with me. If you order one from that link, you'll get free shipping on that. That'll save you $20, $30. Depending on what car you drive, that may be a quarter tank of gas. But for those of you that want to get out there and train, or even if you don't want to train, if you want to just walk around, if you want to be able to get up out of a chair, you need to look at the Willow MD. You need to look at the Willow Curve. This thing has revolutionized my ability to move around. It's outrageous. I didn't think it was going to work. I've heard about all these miracle things and everything else, but and when I put it on, they sent me one to test. I did have that luxury. Most people are not going to get that luxury. I did have one to test. But then when I got it, then it worked. And one of the things that they guarantee is that if it doesn't work, you get 100% of your money back or something like that. Their guarantee is outrageous. So they've never had one come back to them. That speaks for itself. I need to have those guys on to talk about that just because for people my age and, you know, for veterans that have jumped out of a lot of planes and everything else, those knees start to go. It's not natural to jump out of a perfectly good moving airplane. But that's my offer and that's my request. But I really want to find out about how to make this GoPro my webcam, and I really want to find out how to talk to the Google Plus audience that shows up every day. They show up every day, and I don't know who they are. I don't know if they like it. I don't know if they hate it. Bill at Lock and Load Radio. Somebody. Bill at lockandloadradio.com. Enlighten me. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
All right. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio on a Thursday. One last time. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-316-432. 877-317-6432. I knew I missed a number. It is not uncommon for the people in the UK to suggest a total disarmament as a solution to the supposed United States gun problem. And a student in the UK recognized this for what it is. Now, one thing you have to understand about the UK, they don't have as much gun crime as we have. That's true. But they have five times as much violent crime as we do per 100,000 of their population. And for some reason, they are so disconnected from it. I mean, I thought the riots they had in London a few years back would, you know, make them understand that they really don't have any means to defend themselves. I mean, one guy was running around and with one Molotov cocktail. He'd take down an entire block because all they could do is watch him run by with a Molotov and go, "Cole, look at him. He's going to burn down the neighborhood, isn't it?" Now, I have a more than a passing interest in what the UK thinks because I'm half British. My mother is British. And in the UK, they're far removed from the realities of the United States. On a practical level, and this student writes about this, the difficulty of the solution of total disarmament of, and they, you know, in Britain, they think the police should be disarmed as well. That would be a very great difficulty to bring that solution about. In England, and our constitution is based upon British common law at the time it was written. But in England, there's never been anything codified about the Bill of Rights or any type of Bill of Rights or any type of right to keep and bear arms. The idea of trying to, in order to legally disarm us, we would have to have a constitutional convention, and I believe it would be the 28th Amendment to do it, but I mean 38 states would have to vote to ratify that. It's not something the government can do. The federal government can't do it. I mean, they're trying to do it incrementally, of course, but they can't just jump out and bam. President Obama would like to. Lots of Democrats across the country would like to. Lots of advocates would like to, but really, truly, it would be a tall glass of water. Any attempt at a nationwide disarmament, this Suda points out, would be struck down as unconstitutional. It has been happening in the courts across the country. There are some courts that are upholding gun control because they don't understand the Second Amendment. They're ignoring certain Supreme Court decisions. It would require a dramatic reinterpretation of the Second Amendment by the Supreme Court or an amendment to the Constitution, which requires the supermajority of votes for proposal and ratification to succeed. It would lead to a lot of unrest, shall we say. There are certain all of the gun rights groups, Gun Owners of America has an excellent one-loss record on candidates they support. They can't support as many as, say, the NRA because of funding. The NRA, in the 2012 elections to Congress, 80% of the candidates that they funded won their races. There are many politicians from the Democratic Party, which is the pro-gun, pro-anti-gun party of the two parties, that remain anti-gun control, particularly those from the red states, like the Begiches and the Pryors and the Landros. West Virginia has 58% of adults living in households with firearms. That's one of the highest gun ownership rates in the United States. They have one Democratic congressman in the House of Representatives out of West Virginia. And he votes consistently against gun control and is rated A by the NRA. Now, there's more to it than that. If he votes against gun control, voted for Obamacare, he voted for gun control. If he votes for amnesty, he's voting for gun control. So you have to take that one particular rating with a grain of salt. It's not just gun-based bills that you have to look at when you're looking at these ratings. The thing they're wanting right now, the Holy Grail, is for a stricter background check. Even those that would take every gun we own know how hard that would be to do. Guns are a way of life here. They're entrenched in the American psyche. With the polls, when they're talking gun control, they don't even bother to bring up the total disarmament of civilians and police because it is such a ludicrously unlikely prospect. So, the only thing that remains for me that puzzles me is why Britain wants us to be like them. So, for a moment, let's go into the land of make-believe, shall we? Let's for a moment believe that something as radical as disarmament of the U.S. civilians and police were to take place. Given the general opinion in the U.S. today on disarmament, civil unrest, riots, possibly revolutions, would become inevitable. And with nearly 400 million guns in circulation, how do you get them all? From its inception, when is that job completed? And how do you really even know how many are actually out there? In 2009, we had 310 million guns in the United States. And Barack Obama has had over 100 million NICS checks in his time. So how many guns do you think are out here? It is very unlikely that law enforcement could seize even the majority of them. Handguns would be easily concealed. The black market would explode. Guns would be in the hands of criminals, and particularly the gangs. They would become the new anti-everybody militias. with illegal guns untrackable, in circulation, constantly, how would banning guns get the illegal ones using crime off the streets? Gun banning does not stop gun violence. Ask Australia. Ask England. If it is working so well, and if you have 35, that was the number that Piers Morgan kept quoting. If you have 35 gun murders, but you don't have guns, how'd you have 35 gun murders? And I'll go into detail about how the Brits count gun crime at a later date. It's really quite amusing. Quite imaginative, too. We're referred to as extremists because we believe what it says, what the Second Amendment says. And there is nothing more extreme than to suggest trying to totally disarm the United States. It's extreme and it's ridiculous. It is undoable. And at the very least, in the UK, in Britain, there's at least one young mind that believes that. He's never been touched by our culture. He's probably never held a gun. He's probably never seen a real gun in his life, in the flesh. And he understands conceptually what it means to be an American. And that's encouraging to me, that youth like that, from a place like that, understands just how futile it would be. Remember this, but we're going to do this again one more time in 22 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. On a Thursday, this has been Lock and Load.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor. Come and take it.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare fuel is the answer. Spare fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, spare fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.